Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, I'm sure many of you have seen the pretty shocking imagery of the hundreds of people who have been living on Mount Street in Dublin in tents in just really terrible conditions with the lack of access to proper sanitation or running water. And over the weekend, just before the St. Patrick's Day parade, around 200 men who had been living on Mount Street were moved to another area. They were moved to Cruxling in the Dublin Mountains. And today we're seeing reports of some of those men who've already left because the conditions there don't seem much better either. Well, on the line to give us his thoughts and indeed just tell us a little bit about the experience that he's seeing on the ground through his work with the Lighthouse in Dublin, I have Aubrey McCarthy, the chair of Tiglin Ireland and the Lighthouse. Aubrey, tell us a little bit about your reaction to this. One of the quotes in the paper today was really slamming the Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, saying he doesn't have a handle on it and there seems to be a sense of nobody really being in charge here. What do you think?
Good morning, Wendy. I think it's a perfect storm for the Minister. Most of your listeners will realise they've been listening about the Mount Street asylum seekers who were camping basically outside the government office in the centre of Dublin. And now they've been moved by officials. But what has built up over the last number of weeks, not necessarily months, has been that there's 200 people in tents on the street, just off Merrion Square. And it's a plush environment where they are camping on the street. In other words, there's all the expensive offices, government buildings, etc., and some residential. And there's no sanitation. People are living there, obviously going to the bathroom there's no showers. So it's now that politicians are saying, listen, we need to do something. So unfortunately for Roderick O'Gorman, not only has he a crisis for Irish homeless, where over 13,500 are homeless, with 4,000 of them children, Irish citizens, now you've over 100,000 asylum seekers and refugees in the last year. So this guy, it's not going to be easy to sort it out. So what he did is he made a decision to move the people from Mount Street to a place called Cruxling. Again, your listeners will remember that Cruxling was the facility that's owned by the HSE just outside Tallaght on the Blessington Road. And that was burnt down last month or 2 months ago because the locals or people did not want asylum seekers there. So somebody took it upon themselves to burn it, which was awful. So now there's tents being put up in the grounds of that place in southwest Dublin. And you've got 200 people bussed from Dublin at the weekend over to Cruxling. So whoever has accepted that, they've been given food, personal toiletries, toilet and shower facilities, which is very positive. And the department and the HSE have said they're going to ensure the well-being on those on the site. However, now people have started to protest outside the gate. So the refugees, if you can imagine, you're getting off a bus and you're going to Cruxling. You've after fleeing a war, and now you arrive at this place where you don't know, with no bus route or anything like that. And it's in the middle of the country, And now you have people protesting and telling you to go home and get out of here. So it's a horrible, horrible situation for all concerned, and especially for the most vulnerable, who are just looking for help.
But you must be frustrated over watching kind of how this has unfolded, because Tiglin has done amazing work in working, I know, with many, many Ukrainian refugees and in integration to the community, and just doing so many wonderful things and providing such hope and just looking at the person holistically. That doesn't seem to have happened in this situation at all, with no real pathway for these men in terms of a life here for now. And that can add to tensions in these communities, or communities that feel that they're left in the dark.
Well, I was talking to one guy, and he's a Palestinian guy, and he said he arrived 13 days ago. He left two children behind. He came from a very bad war, and he's in Ireland 13 days. And he basically said that if he knew it was going to be as bad in Ireland as it is for him, he would not have come here. So Ireland has a term, Cain Míle Fortra, the Ireland of a thousand welcomes. Now, we have to be careful that the people that we're accepting in, we have an infrastructure to facilitate them, because we have, you know, under the UN Charter, etc., and our European obligations, we have to accept refugees. However, Tiglin is absolutely concerned for not only the safety and the welfare of these people, but also when you see violence, intimidation, as we witnessed last year on the streets. Well, then it seems the protest is becoming a means of intimidation against the immigration. And I will say, at the Lighthouse, we're serving 400 to 500 meals in the evening at our homeless cafe. And a lot of these refugees now that were on Mount Street, it's gone quieter during the day because of Ramadan. These people don't eat until sunset because of their religious beliefs. So we're reaching maximum capacity on a daily basis. And our staff and volunteers, who have absolutely shone, they're showing as much support as possible. I will say, Rodrigo Gorman has been in touch personally to make sure that IPAS works in line with Tiglin. And I know in the last week there have been strides to make that happen.
But as you say, Aubrey, and it's amazing the work that the Lighthouse is doing, and I know we've talked about the work happening there before, and just that real, I just love the holistic looking at the whole person. It's not just answering a kind of practical need, i.e. filling the belly, it's the whole person and affording that person the dignity that they deserve. But it must be heartbreaking for you to see we're maxed out, we're at capacity, and I suppose that shows there's been a real failing overall from the government's perspective, that situation has occurred.
We are, absolutely. But I think if you had a round table, and I know you had me on a number of months ago, and I suggested this, and you had all of the strategic interests at that table, including NGOs such as Tiglin and Focus Ireland, and you had the Department of Health, the Department of Housing, and the Department of Social Protection with Roderick's department, I believe there are facilities with communication with locals and people on the ground, that it's not a surprise when 200 people turn into your neighbourhood. It's actually part of what we do. So I think it could be better managed, but as I said, starting off, it is a perfect storm.
It sounds like there hasn't been enough consultation then with organisations like Tiglin and the Lighthouse then, Aubrey. Is that fair to say?
That is very fair to say, and I think it's a case of catch-up. I will say now the department, in the last number of weeks, have sort of said, OK, what can we do? How can we make this easier? For example, we put up an initiative with the department, Roderick's department, to so that vulnerable people, the most vulnerable, for example, people missing limbs, etc., can be fast-tracked into temporary accommodation through the Lighthouse. And that is being done at the moment. But also, we need to make sure that as I said, NGOs such as Tiglin are asked for their opinion, asked for their solutions.
Because you're the ones dealing with this day in, day out. You're on the coalface.
And you know, we've been dealing with this for the last number of years. But in the last year and a half, it has become a major issue. I've been shouting, I've been banging drums. So it's in the last maybe 2 months that we've been listened to, which is good. And I'm not knocking it, because I will say, if any of us were in Minister Rodrigo Gorman's position, I don't know what we'd do. But one thing I personally would do is get people around the table, get all of the vested interests, and the likes of Bagot Street Hospital, the likes of Jury's Inn, all of these places are available. And I know at least 10 other places that could accommodate 200 and 300 in numbers without reverting to tents.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Aubrey, for your insights and indeed for the ongoing incredible work that both Tiglin and the Lighthouse Cafe, the homeless cafe in Dublin, is doing. That was Aubrey McCarthy there.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.